You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. The federal government has pulled funding for a Wisconsin STEM camp, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Michael Notaro is the director of the Center for Climatic Research at UW-Madison. He started the first STEM camp 4 years ago in Beloit and has added two more in Madison and Baraboo. They're geared toward middle and high school students and inspired by Notaro's own family.
And the goals of the camps are basically to support and foster neurodiversity, to encourage autistic and neurodiverse youth to consider pursuing science degrees and careers.
The camps were funded by grants from the National Science Foundation, but now they've been canceled. Notaro says because it's geared toward neurodivergent kids, the camp counts as a diversity, equity, and inclusion program. Those types of programs have been targets for the Trump administration.
It was disheartening. It was not surprised at all that it happened. It was, had a pretty hard impact because it was right before the summer when we were getting ready to start up our three camps.
The Coakley Foundation stepped up to keep the camps running this summer. Notaro says, thank goodness, because families rely on this.
These camps help their kids develop advocacy, build social skills and friendships. In the last 4 years, we've had youth from middle school and high school age kids come from 35 different communities across Wisconsin and Illinois. It really demonstrates the fact that families are willing to drive very long distances for these camps.
The future is uncertain, and Notaro is searching for other ways to fund the camps. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
That smoky haze is lingering over northeastern Wisconsin today. An air quality advisory for northeastern Wisconsin has again been extended until noon. It's Canada's second worst wildfire season, with over 4,000 fires this year. That's topped only by 2023, which saw more than 6,000 fires that burned an area of land bigger than Wisconsin. Congressman Tom Tiffany is calling on the Trump administration to bring wildfire management into tariff talks with Canada. Tiffany told conservative talk host Dan O'Donnell yesterday that Canada could do more to control wildfires if they wanted to. Wildfires in Wisconsin, though, are also on the rise. Experts say climate change is extending the state's wildfire season. Meanwhile, Tiffany made those comments while at the Wisconsin State Fair, another potential signal that he's gearing up for a run for governor. And the man accused of setting fire to the office of another Wisconsin congressman has dropped his insanity plea after a psych eval. Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office was set on fire earlier this year, allegedly over his vote in support of a TikTok ban. Meanwhile, the rise in political violence is making a potential candidate for governor in the Democratic field think more carefully about entering. State Senator Kelda Royce of Madison tells the Capital Times newspaper that while she's likely to run, the shooting of Minnesota lawmakers earlier this summer has given her some pause. Royce says she's weighing the risks to herself and her family in today's increasingly hostile political climate. The village of Kimberley is parting ways with the Fox Valley Metro Police Department. At a meeting last night, the village board voted to withdraw from the joint law enforcement agency, leaving Little Chute as the department's only remaining partner. Kimberley plans to contract police services through the Outagamie County Sheriff's Office. It's a move that's expected to save the village hundreds of thousands of dollars. And Appleton-based Air Wisconsin Airlines has secured its first federal essential air service contract. Starting October 1st, the airline will fly a dozen trips a week between Parkersburg, West Virginia, and Marietta, Ohio. The two-year deal includes more than $5 million per year in federal subsidies. The EAS program is designed to ensure that more rural communities remain connected to the national air travel network, even if the routes aren't profitable for airlines. The U.S. Department of Transportation chose Air Wisconsin over bids from SkyWest, Breeze, and Contour. Air Wisconsin has submitted other bids in several other states. and they haven't voted in 4 years and they didn't respond to a letter. Stuart J. Waddles has more about voter roll deactivations.
More than 192,000 voters in Wisconsin have been removed from the active voter list after failing to recently take part in the process. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says it's a legally required step to make sure voter records stay current and accurate. Those who were deactivated can easily re-register at the polls if they want to vote in future elections.
To check your registration, go to MyVoteWisconsin at myvote.wi.gov. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shelley Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a three-run homer. Starting pitcher Quinn Priester going 7 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the 5th inning, this kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a 4-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that, and that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In just a few weeks, Jaws will celebrate its 50th anniversary with a return to the big screen for 1 week. Not to be outdone, Star Wars will also commemorate its 50th anniversary. It's a ways away, but Disney just announced the release is scheduled for April 30th, 2027. The Naked Gun cracked up audiences over the weekend. A subplot of the film is the romance that developed between stars Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Neeson's deceased wife, Natasha Richardson, died in 2009 after a fall while skiing. The actress, who seemed fine at first, later developed a subdural hematoma and passed away at the age of 45, which Neeson has been dealing with for years. Not only does Neeson seem to be happy dating Anderson, but he appears to have the approval of his late wife's family as well. Actress Jolie Richardson, Neeson's former sister-in-law, sent heart emojis after Pamela Anderson posted about the Naked Gun. That's right, folks. I break all the big stories. Still lots of time for summer fun in Wisconsin as the state fair is in full swing. There are lots of good music options, especially if you like a trip down memory lane. Some of the acts include Boys to Men, Darius Rucker, that's Hootie without the blowfish, Queensryche, Great White, and Quiet Riot, that's a trio that will blow the roof off the joint, even at an outdoor venue. Party safely, folks. Actress Lonnie Anderson has passed away. Anderson played Secretary Jennifer Marlowe on the show WKRP in Cincinnati, which ran from 1978 to 1982. Anderson had built up a decent resume doing guest starring roles before getting the chance to audition. At first, she turned down the role, saying she didn't want to be a stereotypical blonde. The producers took her notes and made her the secretary that doesn't get coffee, doesn't take dictation, and is the smartest person in the room. She was nominated for an Emmy twice for the role. Lonnie Anderson was 79 years old. Fantastic Four: The First Steps was tops at the box office this past weekend, despite a bigger attendance dip than prognosticators initially thought. The film opened strong with $117 million last weekend, but dropped off by almost 70% to pull in only $40 million this past weekend. According to Variety, that is a sign the film has not connected with audiences beyond superhero fans. The film is sitting at $198 million domestically and cost $200 million to make. Coming in second place was The Bad Guys 2, which brought in just under $23 million, matching the original film's take on opening weekend in 2022. Audience scores were through the roof, which could mean the film will be in theaters for a while. Landing in third place with $17 million at the gate was the highly anticipated The Naked Gun. The film pulled in another $12 million overseas. Audience scores for this comedy are also strong. Superman and Jurassic World Rebirth rounded out the top five. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-60s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 83. There will be a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke out there again today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.